do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
We ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. Goddamn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
Because we're going to go in there, we're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It is Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live, blasting at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A., COVID Central.
Yay.
It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. Mm-hmm. I have new Invisalign trays again.
And oh, cool.
I'm struggling with speaking with them.
You know, you're lying, by the way, because we're not COVID Central. Ron DeRacis said it was getting better. I thought he said that today.
Oh, well, then we're done.
Oh, okay.
We're all
Pack
good.
It up.
Forget it. It's all good, everyone.
Bye-bye, coronavirus.
School's on.
School.
However you're receiving us, we appreciate the fuck out of it. Whether you're listening to us as a rerun of the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7, or maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application, or we're always available at crabdiving.com. Thanks for tweeting us during the show if you are so inclined.
Want us
at Crab Diving, crabdriid. Once a week is a day with the new teeth.
That's amazing technology.
It is really cool.
Yeah. You know, I think the majority of our listeners can probably spell crab diving. Do you think?
Well, there's new people who may stumble upon
Do
us.
Do you think there's anyone listening that is faking the reading thing?
What do you mean?
Well, they don't know how to. They can't read, but they fake their way successfully through our school system somehow.
Maybe.
They fake their way through law school.
Or maybe they have dyslexia or something that makes it difficult.
Right.
What was I talking about? Oh, Amazon.
Yay.
If you want to help us out here on the show, you can buy shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you use that link when you buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione at no cost to you.
Thank you, Jeff Bezos. Thank you. Thank you so much, oligarch daddy.
Trickle down.
Oh, yeah. Trickle it down right all over here. Right on my forehead.
It's, you know, I don't know. What day are we in of the Trump regime?
You know,
of the fuck storm that started in 2016, yes. 2017.
I was doing data entry today, listening to some hip hop, and I don't know what is going on.
Oh.
Are we at war with North Korea?
I don't think
you want to refresh your browser.
So, yeah.
Don't you?
Oh, no. I mean, I don't think so.
Yay.
Well, let's dive right in. My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and I lied. I did see one news story that caught my interest. The good people at Space Force, our new branch of the military, you know, Space Force.
I've heard of it, sure.
Right, right.
Or you don't mean the Steve Carell show?
No, no. Okay. I mean the, I heard that show sucks.
As have I.
How do you fuck that up?
We're doing a tremendous amount of work in space.
What do you think's harder, fucking up a sitcom called Space Force or fucking up, like,
the world
in space?
Oh,
I don't know. I mean, how do you fuck that up? You just try to make it too funny. Everything's a big joke.
I mean, I guess you can fuck everything up.
There's too much money at it. They hire too many fancy fucking writers. I have no idea.
Maybe too many cooks. Yeah. Maybe too many suits that had to blow their DNA into every project, which is ridiculous when you're getting notes from some fucking executive.
I love
it. Somebody's nephew who got into got into the mailroom when he was 19, and you know now all of a sudden he's making creative decisions on Martin Scorsese.
Oh yeah, yeah, he's given Scorsese notes.
Scorsese's talked about the problems he even has getting shit done.
Who tells him no?
Suits with money.
Jesus Christ, that's crazy. I mean. He's a legend.
I mean, not much. He still spends, you know, a couple hundred million on
more people movies, on this planet tell me no than Martin Scorsese had.
Yes, sure.
I think so.
Over at the commie pinko liberal HuffPo. Department of Justice watchdog.
We got rid of that department.
No, they got rid of the guy.
Oh, okay.
But apparently, maybe the new one.
We still have justice?
Probing Trump protest crackdowns.
Okay. Probing?
They're the Inspector General of the Justice Department, Michael Horowitz.
Yes.
Said that he has opened investigations examining whether federal officers used excessive force against protesters in Portland, as well as how federal authorities handled protests near the White House last month.
Oh, shit. Well, you know, yeah, that should be looked into. Who called in the troops?
I mean, but isn't this, you know, the police investigating themselves?
Yes.
Inspector General Horowitz said he will work with the Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General on an investigation on specific use of force incidents by federal agents responding to protests in Portland, which have drawn national scrutiny in recent days.
Yeah.
He said more broadly, he will examine the overall federal response both in Portland and in Washington, D.C.
Meaning like, hey, what's up with these guys with no identifiable marks on their paramilitary uniform? Who the fuck are they?
Right. And who shot the guy in the head with a rubber bullet that put him in the hospital? May still be. He had to have facial reconstruction. He has his brain got fucked up.
You know that I was reading a meme.
Non-lethal though.
Not non-lethal. Yeah. No, they're called less lethal. I read up on this rubber bullet
slightly
shit.
Slightly less lethal.
I mean, it's. And also, we shouldn't call them rubber bullets. They are not rubber. There's all kinds of shit in them. There's metal in them. So I think the term rubber bullets is, it's a term meant to soften what it is. No pun intended. Right. I think I'm somewhere around a pun when I said soften.
Like when they try to say, we didn't use tear gas, we used pepper spray.
Yes, absolutely.
Which God. Is also classified as a chemical irritant.
Yeah. You use that if you're trying to quell
and you're not supposed,
the protests.
They're not
of
supposed
vegans.
To. Wasn't there didn't some federal judge say you got to cut that shit out?
Yeah.
The use of chemical irritants and what are these this Gestapo that Trump and Herr Chris Wolf?
Yes. Chad.
Chad Wolf. Sorry, Chris Wolf.
Chad Wolf. Fascist.
Those assholes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't we lose our minds because Assad gassed his own people?
Yeah.
Didn't we lose our minds because, who's that guy? Saddam Hussein gassed his own people?
Saddam.
Saddam. You know. And then the Geneva Convention. Chemical warfare is a
no-no.
We
broke that already. We said, fuck your Geneva Convention when we threw kids in cages and separated them from their parents forever.
Shit, that's right. And by the way,
remember the UN wanted to look into it and the United States is like, fuck off.
Oh, yeah, suck a dick. By the way, the architect of that fucking child separation policy?
Yes.
Chad Wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Chad Wolf.
And Stevie Miller.
Oh, did they collaborate?
Oh, yeah. Mm. They mixed loads.
Oh, gross. Is there like a load mixer machine in the White House where they're just making these horrible racists?
Yeah, yeah. Don't ask for a frappe.
Yeah. I mean, were these guys genetically engineered to be just evil fucking bots?
No, I don't think Stephen Miller's family likes him a whole lot.
Yeah.
Like, he's just an aberration.
Right.
They've
actually spoken out against him.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The headline, that's the headline there that the, you know, the Department of Justice, wink, wink, is going to look into these protests. And they'll probably be like, oh, that was fine.
Yes.
I mean, they looked into it really hard and, you know, it's no problem.
Ooh, yeah. Listen, I think we have to step back and understand that, the Republicans, they're fucked up. But who they are, it's not a normal thing. Like, how many families do you know where a niece is writing a tell-all book about her uncle, outing him as a tremendous racist and all this other shit? How many people do you know that are estranged from their family because they're fucking fascists?
Michael Cohen's book allegedly will also be like, oh, God, the N-word? Are you kidding me? Trump?
Yeah. Of course.
Of fucking course.
I mean, when Trump and Michael Cohen were hanging out back in the day, whatever that is, I would be shocked if they didn't bury a body together.
Oh, yeah.
Well, now, I don't know what Trump would do with a shovel.
Trump said, I've been watching Sopranos. Let's say Mooley.
Yeah. Trump was like, why am I burying it? I raped her. I did my
Trump's
part.
Trump's not burying anything. You heard the tape when Michael Cohen was like, yeah, we'll get, we're gonna pay her off. And Trump's like, yeah, cash.
Yeah.
And Michael Cohen said, no, we got a check. No, cash.
Right. Why
remember that? We heard that.
Okay.
We've heard that tape.
When Michael Cohen, have you ever seen in a movie, a guy pays anybody off with a fucking check? Why did Michael Cohen want a check?
Well, that's why they created that, that faux company was that they would then pay it off. They were worried. Apparently, Cohen might have been worried about the campaign finance aspect of it or whatever.
Why not just bring some cash? I mean, you're telling me Trump and the Russian mafia can't lay their hands on $120,000. One of those Ukrainian dudes probably had that in his billfold, Lev or whatever. The dog, listen, she wants to get fucking comfortable. That's all there is to this shit. God damn. No justice, no peace over there.
Over to the Drudge Report. Let's see what they're talking about over there.
Right. Yes.
Crab diving on the Twitter. Tweet us during the show if you like live.
Do you think Matt Drudge,
I saw this headline. Yeah.
Do you think Matt Drudge has those Al Bundy moments where he doesn't talk about high school football? Of course, Matt Drudge talks about the time he got that.
Linda Tripp called him with a cummy dress?
I'll never forget it, you know. Yeah. Is that the speech he gives at keynotes when he gets paid to speak at events?
Yeah, Vlad, if you're listening.
Yes.
You can send that Russian P tape of Trump to
info@crabdiving.com. Premiere that motherfucker.
DM us. Shoot us a DM, dude, on the Twitter, on the on the Instagram.
Yes. Follow us on Facebook.
And then give us time to lawyer up.
Right. The lawyer is Shelby.
The Russia, this is all in red, so of course the world is ending.
Russia
tests anti-satellite weapon in space.
Ooh, I saw this. Oh, this is great. This is space news, though.
It leads to the sun. Rupert Murdoch's rag over across the pond.
That guy's evil as fuck. When he finally croaks, do you think people will say he was bad or good?
Oh, I think you can't underestimate how bad he's been.
Oh my God.
I think he'll go down in history as one of the great evils of the late 20th, early 21st century because he has repeatedly stuck a shiv up the dick and into the the vagina.
Mike Pence is in line.
Of democracy everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Of liberal democracy on three fucking continents.
And he did it with lies.
Yes.
I mean, that's amazing. Somebody like him, I guess they look at the planet and they see, oh, look at these deplorables over here in America. Oh, my God, we can exploit the shit out of them. They're so stupid. And they love this Jesus. Let's go get him.
It says, Russia has enraged the West by test firing a weapon designed to knock out other satellites and, quote, threaten the peaceful use of space.
Damn! Don't threaten my peaceful use of space!
Like we don't have something like that. We've known about the threats of... I thought the Chinese, they thought, had tested something like that a while back. Trust me, if we know that they're onto something, we're doing it too.
Well,
and we're figuring out ways to try to protect what's going on.
Is Trump maintaining that device? That spaceship, whatever we have up there that's shooting other satellites down.
Well, it was probably Mr. Perry for a while. Secretary.
I mean, that guy just goes to Ukraine. They're like, we need someone to represent us over there in this inauguration. It's all the way down to Rick Perry. And this bozo gets off the fucking plane. It's like, oh my God, look at this state-run oil company. Let's make some fucking money, bitches.
Yeah.
And that scandal is independent of Trump saying, hey, we need you to do this if you want to get our military support against Russia, who's at war with you.
Right.
The third agency of government, I would do away with the education, commerce. And let's see. I can't. The third. Sorry. Oops.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, three things to remember, Rick.
Yeah. Our government is just not making a great case for these old rich white guys running shit. I mean, you know, if I was going to generalize, I would say the straight white male has been very bad for government in this country. Very bad.
It might be time to see what else we can do.
I mean, really, with the whole...
I mean, you know, Obama did a really good job.
Yes.
Imagine what he could have done with the Senate second time around without Mitch McConnell around.
Well, he could have...
With a majority, even a filibuster-proof majority.
He wouldn't have to pretend to, evolve on marriage equality. He could have opened with that. Boom, everybody can get married. No. Let me take a year and evolve. Get the fuck out of here. I never believed that. Obama always thought
equality. He couldn't hit him with that right off the bat.
Oh, God.
He was trying to get everybody health care.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why he didn't do anything on immigration. He basically had a choice.
Yeah.
Spend all your political capital on health care, spend it all on reforming immigration.
Yeah.
Because you're not going to get both.
But now we've learned that
with Mitch McConnell blocking everything,
you might as well beat the fuck out of them, right? I mean, here we are anyway.
What do you mean, beat the fuck out of them?
You know, go after them. Be more aggressive with the Republicans because we have the moral high ground on all this shit.
Well, they don't have any morals, so
yeah,
moral high ground is you know, an ant's ball's height.
Yeah, that's true. I mean,
Russia.
How do you? It is weird, though. Like, how do you negotiate with a side that won't pass, like, the Equal Rights Act?
You don't. You have to you have to get the message out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get the message to those people.
To those. Yeah, yeah. To the people that aren't big racists and sexist.
The Kremlin's military push to use weapons in space puts U.S. and allied space assets at serious risk. U.S. Space Command.
Oh, shit.
Has warned.
No. Space Force has warned.
This is Space Command, it says.
This is bullshit. What do we have any pictures of these? What does the satellite spaceship look like? What does the spaceship look like that flies around and blows up satellites?
We don't have that.
That's my favorite thing about science fiction. I love the spaceships.
The satellite was launched November 25th from the Plesetsk Cosmodrome, which is home to Russia Space Force.
Oh, yes. It's fun there.
Researchers say they have... Researchers.
Right.
The Invisalign.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Researchers say they have evidence that Russia conducted a non-destructive test of a space-based anti-satellite weapon.
A non-destructive test?
Whatever that means. Targeting, right, maybe. Right. Or...
Well, shit, man. Russia, listen, we're all in this together. What if there's some scary fucking, you know, Martians that come and invade us? We need to work together to fight them, right?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
Yeah. We don't really have a plan for that.
Space Force.
Yeah.
So that's the big red headline over at Drudge is, oh my God.
Yeah.
The Russians are coming after us from space.
Shit, man. That sucks. I want to see this. I want to see the pictures of what Space Force is going to look like.
Well, and the second headline makes more sense. Arms race fear. Of course, there's money to be made now. These the military-industrial complex is throbbing now at this news.
Yes.
Because now they're like, well, we're going to need billions more.
What do they want to do? Pull a Reagan and build shit tons of missiles? Make shit everything. Tons of money? They already have shit tons of money.
The Trump says, or they say Trump told Vladimir Putin today... Yes. That he hopes to avoid an expensive U.S. arms race with Russia and China.
Okay. Oh, at three people.
That's why we got out of that other nuclear treaty. Huh?
Oh, yes, yes. That, you know, if you're a president, if your country is interested in getting rid of your nukes and de-escalating that shit, I think the first thing to do is to get rid of all treaties.
Washington and Moscow are preparing negotiations on a successor to the new START treaty. Capping their country's nuclear arsenals. However, China has so far rejected pressure from the Trump administration to join in the talks, saying that its arsenal is far smaller than that of the two former Cold War foes.
Okay, so they're saying they have no business in the treaty. Go fuck yourself, right? They're like, look at all you have. You're going to have all that?
Well, they probably have better.
China.
They've made theirs sooner. Ours, Rick Perry was in charge of dusting ours off and changing the tubes in the electronics, I'm sure.
That's a guy.
That's still from the 60s.
But someone checks his work, right? It's not like, hi, I'm Rick Perry. I'm in charge of the Department of Energy. Nobody else does anything, right?
Somebody hands him a piece of paper that says, yeah, we did everything, and he signs it.
Okay.
And then he goes to work on his cha-cha.
He really doesn't have to. He's not like traveling down to a missile silo. You know, show me where you put your keys in to turn it, to launch it. None of that's going on.
Oh, he went and did that.
Oh, because it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
He's like Trump.
Fuck, I would. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Wait. I'm in charge of the missiles? Holy shit. Yeah, I want to go see one.
Let me launch one. Shit.
Do
you think he knows how many missiles we have?
No. In a call with Putin, Trump reiterated his hope of avoiding an expensive three-way arms race between China, Russia, and the United States. A White House spokesman said, oh, can we see that transcript? I'll bet not.
Yeah.
A talk between him and Vlad? Uh-huh.
You're right, man. These press conferences are insane. I mean, if there's no transparency in the government, then...
And it's just him. Whereas these are supposed to be COVID updates. And it's just his fat, flabby orange face.
He said that Dr. Fauci and Deb would tell him facts about COVID, and then he would tell us what they said. Why do you hate America? Do you hate that?
And then exactly what we talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
Trump yesterday was like, hey, it's great. Don't worry. We got it. You know, everything is great. Look at me.
Yeah.
And Fauci yesterday said, right now it's almost the worst nightmare.
Oh my God. You know, what Fauci's words to me are disturbing because he is a scientist. And scientists, they don't like to say things like that, right? They don't like hyperbole.
Right.
They like to tell you something that's been measured or. He means it.
Right.
So what does that mean? Does he mean that we can't quantify how bad it's going to get or how bad it is now?
Axios. The unique characteristics of the pandemic may not allow people to completely eradicate it, but public health measures and good vaccines should bring, quote, very good control, according to Dr. Anthony Fauci yesterday.
Oh, my God. That sounds like a guy telling me to not jump off a cliff because it's going to be, quote unquote, kind of under control.
He was speaking at some panel. And he said, we are living right now through a historic pandemic outbreak, and we are right now in a situation where we do not see any particular end in sight.
So why is Disney World open then? If we're in a historical pandemic fuck-twant, why are theme parks open?
Whoa, it's a small world.
Yes.
After all.
Oh, God. Do you,
it's a world of coughing, a world of death. It's a world.
I'm dying. I need a body bag. God, could you imagine waiting in line in at Disney for a...
It's the perfect storm, he says. We often talk about outbreaks and pandemics, but be they influenza or other pathogens, they have to have a few characteristics that make them particularly formidable. Well, this particular virus has that.
Yes, and...
For a public health official, right. This is, quote, almost your worst nightmare.
But he's leaving out the biggest part of it is that Trump is in charge, and that has made a difference.
Oh, sure.
I mean, you know, he can't leave that out.
He pointed out that the SARS coronavirus 2 jumps species in a new pathogen is a new pathogen with no known innate human immunity and a respiratory-borne virus that is spectacularly efficient at spreading from human to human and has a substantial degree of morbidity and mortality, particularly in certain populations.
Let's go get our nails done! A spectacular ability to jump to other people, to spread.
He said the spectrum of involvement with the same pathogen is very unique. I've never seen an infection in which you have such a broad range of literally nothing, namely no symptoms at all, in a substantial proportion of the population, to some who get ill with minor symptoms, to some who get ill enough to be in bed for weeks and have post-viral syndromes, to others who get hospitalized, require oxygen, intensive care, ventilation, and death.
Okay. Now, listen, not to sound all glass half full and shit.
Never seen that before.
Okay. Does he sound optimistic?
Well, I mean, yeah, you know, we're going to get through it, but we could do a lot to help get through it easier. Yeah.
Like what?
Shut everything down.
Yeah.
Mandatory masks for everybody.
Right. Stay the fuck home. UBI, pay people to stay home. Pay people so we can survive as a fucking society. That might be good for the economy.
They have found out that the... pathogenesis of the disease indicates that you want to block the virus and keep the immune system intact early on, but you want to block inflammation later on because that assumes a much greater role. So that's where they're saying instead of necessarily even putting them on ventilators, they're hitting them with these steroids and these anti-inflammatories, and that seems to be helping.
That's better than a ventilator. I mean, you know. So... Jeez.
Right now.
But we're better at treating it now.
Several vaccines are in or will soon be entering phase 3 of clinical tests, he said. While the FDA gave a 50% efficacy benchmark for the vaccine, they're shooting for a vaccine with about 70% for higher effectiveness.
Yeah. Well, shoot for the highest. That might be a great idea, you know?
Right.
Shoot for a really good one.
Fauci says he's cautiously optimistic a good vaccine will be available soon.
Oh, good.
I really don't see us eradicating it. I think with a combination of good public health measures, a degree of global herd immunity, and a good vaccine, I think we'll get very good control of this, whether it's this year or next, I'm not certain.
Yes. Well, listen, I agree with him. I agree with him. I'm a little apprehensive. I do know many QAnoners, it seems, on the Book of Face that will not get the vaccine and will not be chipped.
Great.
Will not be chipped by Bill fucking Gates, who I guess they think
it's Bill the mark of the beast.
Bill Gates is very interested in you. He wants to track you. You're a genius. I mean, you know, Fauci is confident people in this country will take the vaccine.
I don't know if he says that. He says it'll be available soon. And with the combination of good public health measures, that means one of those public health measures is take the fucking vaccine.
If you want your kids to go to school, should the school system require a vaccine?
Yes.
Okay. You hate Jenny McCarthy.
Meanwhile, other panel members expressed concern that the pandemic may cause an uptick in diseases like tuberculosis, HIV, and malaria.
Because it's weakening the immune system. Shit.
The chief scientist for the World Health Organization, Soumya Swaminathan, pointed out that there's a need to continually address those devastating diseases, as well as work on developing new antibiotics.
Right. God, we're in like this pandemic fucking shit now. That is what our world is going to revolve around. When you vote, it's going to be like, is this person smart? Will they be able to like understand what scientists say? Do they believe in science? You know.
Who, these guys?
Yeah. No. When you vote in general, just how the coronavirus is going to change. I mean, are you going to have a party of people that's are we going to have a pro science party and an anti science party?
We do.
Wait, yeah.
What do you mean? Are we going to?
I mean, God, Trump is anti science.
Well, yeah.
He said, I don't want science to stand in the way of us opening the schools.
And the evangelicals, their entire anti climate change agenda is based on their book.
We should be ashamed of ourselves that America has all these resources. How is Florida the fucking epicenter of the planet? Well, a fucking COVID.
Because we have Ron DeRacist.
Jesus Christ. Yes. He's a fuck, man. He is a fuck. Yeah.
Trump's butthole prints on his lips constantly. Yes.
Well, explain to me why Ron DeRacist say, hey, things are looking up here. But Trump says, uh-oh, Florida's having some problems. Why is there a discord there?
Oh, I don't know.
Are they mad at each other?
Maybe. I don't know.
Jesus, guys.
We did the story yesterday of... 2 days ago, I think it may have been.
Yes.
About Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez getting accosted by one of these sad little pathetic mediocre white men bullies.
From Florida.
From
dude.
Florida.
What
Ted
a fuckface.
Yoho, a real carbuncle on the anus of Congress.
Gosh, Ted, so classy, you guys.
Apparently went after her for, I don't know, some fucking vote, and then raised his voice and was nasty to her. And she said, excuse me, I think you're being rude.
Yeah.
And he walked away from her. And as she walked away from him. And as she walked away, he said, fucking bitch.
I mean, what the fuck?
Then he gave his non-apology.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry. But, you know, I get heated. And, you know, I just want everyone to know that I support God It was like a backhanded.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course I'm angry at them. They're evil socialist atheists who are going to rape your children and give them to Hillary.
And all Ted wanted was a moment on camera to look like Johnny Badass for his fucking yokels that he represents. That for some reason hate AOC.
Well, AOC decided she was going to speak about it on the floor of the House of Representatives.
Oh, shit. I love this.
Loading.
Yes. Oh, so many loads. My God.
Florida, the background from the Hill, Florida... lawmaker Ted Yoho used crude and personal language to challenge New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez regarding her position on crime and policing outside of the U.S. Capitol on Monday.
God, Florida. Fuck. I mean, really. How many shitty politicians can one state have?
According to reporter Yahoo called Ocasio-Cortez, quote, disgusting, and referred to her using other crude language. Jeez. We know that.
Just say the word.
Fucking bitch.
Right. Can't these reporters grow up, talk like adults, and say the word that was used?
Yoho's office provided a statement to the Daily Caller.
Oh, God.
And said he did not call Ocasio-Cortez any name.
I rang up the Daily Caller. Why did you call Breitbart?
About 2 days ago, I was walking up the steps of the Capitol when Representative Yoho suddenly turned a corner, and he was accompanied by Representative Roger Williams, and accosted me on the steps right here in front of our nation's capital. I was minding my own business, walking up the steps, and Representative Yoho put his finger in my face. He called me disgusting. He called me crazy. He called me out of my mind. And he called me dangerous. And then he took a few more steps, and after I had recognized his his comments as rude, he walked away and said, "I'm rude. You're calling me rude." I took a few steps ahead and I walked inside and cast my vote, because my constituents send me here each and every day to fight for them and to make sure that they are able to keep a roof over their head, that they're able to feed their families, and that they're able to carry their lives with dignity. I walked back out, and there were reporters in the front of the Capitol, and in front of reporters, Representative Yoho called me, and I quote, "a fucking bitch."
Yeah, in the congressional record.
There you go. God, imagine this guy. I mean, just the way she told that story, it's, I mean, her whole AOC story is amazing. And this guy, this dickhead from Florida, all he can muster is she's disgusting, she's a fucking bitch.
And then how dare she challenge him and say, "You're being rude."
God.
"I'm being rude. I'm white and a male, you brown female. How dare you challenge me?"
Hey, Yoho, I'll challenge you. Where's your green fucking New Deal, motherfucker? Where's your green New Deal? Where's your shit?
"Oh, I'm not a communist, you cuck. I love Jesus."
"Oh, yeah,
and guns like America should."
"Oh, good. Then go put your mouth around Jesus' big, Christy dick."
This goes on for like 9 minutes. Here's a highlight.
Yes.
I mean, I could cut in and out and listen to the whole thing, but I'm not going to go 9 minutes straight. But
yeah.
But here's a good part.
"Is that this harm that Mr. Yoho levied, it tried to levy against me, was not just an incident directed at me. But when you do that to any woman, what Mr. Yoho did was give permission to other men to do that to his daughters. He gave, in using that language in front of the press, he gave permission to use that language against his wife, his daughters, women in his community. And I am here to stand up to say that is not acceptable."
Yeah. Thank you.
Do we have a doubt that he's called his wife a fucking bitch? Of course not. That's how little men like him roll.
Is this what the Republicans want to look like?
They're all proud.
The squad in general, the old white guy response to the squad has been predictable, right?
Right.
Thuggish. They've been bullies.
Right.
They say anti-woman shit, misogynistic crap. I mean, and that's it. That's it. That's all they can say. I don't know how you... It's weird to me that AOC gets so much hate. Other than it's just sexism.
They're terrified of her.
Yeah, they have to be afraid of her.
They're terrified. Because she's got Bernie's message, and she's, what, 28?
Yeah.
20, she's got a lot ahead of her, and she's very popular, and it's her messages that they're terrified of.
And we need diversity in our fucking government. Look at all the countries that beat the coronavirus. They're all ruled over by strong authoritarian white guys, right?
Right, women.
Jesus Christ.
A lot of women.
Yeah.
That's trending over on the Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
Is AOC.
When does America
using her 10 minutes on the floor to shred Representative Yoho and the general Republican dick thuggery?
They need that. That was important. That was important.
Right.
Shit.
I
mean, that is insane. On the steps, right where they go in Washington to write laws and shit.
Putting his finger in her face. Christ. Putting his finger in her face.
But what is he doing? That's what I don't understand. What is this guy doing that's so great? He's a politician. He could do shit to change things. What's Yoho doing?
I don't need Representative Yoho to apologize to me, she said. Clearly, he does not want to. Clearly, when given the opportunity, he will not. I will not stay up late at night waiting for an apology from a man who has no remorse for using abusive language toward women. But what I do have issue with is using women, our wives and daughters, as shields and excuses for your poor behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. And meanwhile, this Yoho guy can go back to the swamps of Florida. He can suck off the hillbillies and the inbred rednecks. And they'll come out and vote for him. And then slowly, maybe one day, all those creatures will die off and there'll be some progressive people, you know?
And AOC mentioned that she is 2 years younger than Yoho's youngest daughter. I'm someone's daughter too, she said.
God damn. How would Yoho feel if someone talked to
Stop.
Yoho's daughter?
Feel.
Who knows?
Oh, right. Well, all it needs is a black guy to say hi to his daughter,
oh, yes.
And he's going to lose his mind.
Hey, and let's not get too far into this, because Yoho's from the Deep South. Who knows? Who knows what he said to his other family members?
She said, my father, thankfully, is not alive to see how Mr. Yoho treated his daughter. My mother got to see his disrespect on the floor of this house on TV, and I'm here because I have to show my parents that I'm their daughter, and they didn't raise me to accept abuse from men.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Boom. Shit, man. Look at our president.
I don't think she was reading a lot of this, by the way.
Look at our president. That's so important that she did that.
Right.
I mean, that this president is anti-woman, just to let you know. Yeah. It's just, this Trump's America is just some fucked up shit.
So there you go.
That's great.
It's a big white Ophi load.
Yeah, go fuck describe, you, Yoho.
To describe Ted Yoho.
God. Fucking asshole.
And a hardcore Trump.
Shit, yes.
Scumbag. I know you're shocked to learn that.
Does Ted Yoho, did he get to question anybody during the impeachment?
He might have.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't remember.
God, because some of those Republicans, man, they sound insane, man.
Yeah, they're all.
On those hearings. Various, good God. Yeah.
Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
We have, envious. We're envious.
Ooh.
Of the mayor of Chicago. People in Chicago have, Lori Lightfoot as mayor.
That's right. That's right.
Because Lori Lightfoot ain't taking any shit.
No.
What's her face? Oh, Kaylee McEnany.
Yeah, McEnany. Where's she from? Twitter?
Hell.
Oh, okay. One of the,
yeah, she's
very nice.
I loathe her more than Huckabee. And that's hard.
Yeah, Jesus fucking Christ.
She's just so much worse than Huckabee, I think. At least Huckabee was kind of open in her scorn and everything.
Right.
And this one just tries to be so nice while she's
Spewing
her fascist bullshit and lies.
Yeah, yeah. I think Kelly McEnany will say whatever.
Yeah, oh,
she doesn't give a fuck. For some reason, I feel like the other one was different, you know?
White House Press Secretary Kaylee McEnany attacked Mayor Lori Lightfoot on Thursday, calling her, quote, the derelict mayor of Chicago because she is not asking President Donald Trump for crime fighting help.
Oh, God. You know, I've listened to Lori Lightfoot, and I'm going to go out on a limb here, Kelly McEnany. You're out of your league.
She pivoted to Lightfoot, calling her derelict as she was being, as this is McEnany doing some jujitsu.
Yes.
Because she was being asked to explain why Trump, during his CBS News interview, when they said, why are blacks in the U.S. killed by police? Trump said, so are white people. So are white people.
Yeah.
She didn't want to answer that question, so she went after Lori Lightfoot.
Of course. Of course.
Lori Lightfoot responded in a tweet, shared that story, responded. She said, hey, Karen, watch your mouth.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
These people are lightweights. These are bullies. I like this, and I like what AOC said.
Right, you got to swing back at these guys.
They are nothing.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people would have counseled AOC to take the high ground, don't say anything about it, and let the public outrage about the incident or whatever. And she's like, "Fuck no, I'm going to kick him in the gunt."
And I think it's important
in the congressional
absolutely
record.
Yes, it's there. It's never going anywhere. We all know Ted Yoho said that.
Right,
fight. You got to let him fight.
It's funny. Where am I? Oh, the Sun Times here says,
yes,
according to UrbanDictionary.com, Karen is, quote, the stereotypical name associated with rude, obnoxious, and insufferable middle-aged white women.
Why the age shaming there? Why?
Yeah, middle-aged doesn't, I've seen younger Karens.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot
Webster's?
Of Webster's? Urban Dictionary.
Oh, okay, guys, you're a little off.
Much more accurate than Webster's.
What's boofing?
McEnany picked up where Trump left off, hitting on crime in Chicago and castigating the mayor as part of a run-up to a promised announcement next week about crime in Democratic cities.
Oh, God. This racist lunatic all of a sudden can...
He's going full Nixon 1968, except it ain't 1968 no more.
In 2020... It's bad to go 1968.
Right. It's not going to work.
Yeah, yeah.
It hasn't worked.
Right.
It's not working.
We have a president that longs for the late 60s.
Trump said, we'll have another announcement next week with the Attorney General, the FBI, and others concerning our cities.
Yes.
Because the left-wing group of people that are running our cities are not doing the job they're supposed to be doing. So that's why he's sending in these thugs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Meanwhile, now the states are doing what they can just to see how they can prevent these thugs from being deployed on their streets.
And how many, like, when we say, like, a band of thugs was deployed to Portland, how many? I mean, we don't know, right?
Yeah.
I mean, like, 100, you think? Or
probably less.
Do they have the coronavirus? Hopefully.
Who knows?
Probably, right?
In June, Trump wrote to Lori Lightfoot and Governor Pritzker of Illinois asking them to phone him to discuss federal help. But the letter was so full of insults and asides, Lightfoot and Pritzker took it as, for what it was, a press stunt.
Jesus Christ.
Look at the letter I'm telling.
Right. Full of asides and assaults?
Oh, yeah. Insults. He probably was like, because of your typical Democratic policies, you need me. Not... Hi, I understand you're having a hard time. The federal government will be here at your disposal. Let me know how to help.
You're having a hard time. We're in a historic fucking pandemic. Is there any way you could help outside of
that's his help? You know,
outside of sending nameless Gestapo members to beat the fuck out of the people that live in this city.
It's like mob help.
God, it's insane.
It's help from the mob. He's not going to
insufferable.
What am I getting out of it? What do you want? What do I get?
We should hear more like Lightfoot's reaction to Captain Karen. What AOC said to that Yoho fuck. We should all be outraged. This is outrageous that Trump is created this wacko, I don't know what the fuck they do, some commando force by some fuckhead fascist named Chad Wolf. Meanwhile, he's not doing dick for this fucking virus.
I saw Chad Wolf retweeted some news story. He's like, oh, look at the fake news. It's not a paramilitary force. These are trained law enforcement officers from different sections that are. It's not a paramilitary force. Na-na-na boo-boo. Meanwhile, they're dressed.
Yes. You're shooting people.
Like they're running around Fallujah.
You're shooting people basically with bullets. Somebody had facial reconstructive surgery or some shit because they got hit in the head with a fucking quote-unquote rubber fucking bullet?
And several people have lost eyes.
God, please stop. Stop protecting us.
A Marine belonging to Trump's helicopter squadron tested positive for the COVID.
Yay. Let me ask you something. Did you think when Trump got elected, what was your first thought? This is going to be great? Or you were like, were you apprehensive?
Who are you asking?
You. Were you like, oh, I don't know how this is going to go. did you ever think pandemic?
Well, that was on the list of disasters, of course, that we might have to deal this with.
It didn't occur to me.
But
what about paramilitary troops in the city beating the fuck out of people, but we don't know who they are? Did you think of that?
Yeah, and we were called nuts.
Oh, that's right.
For that.
People getting disappeared in fucking minivans.
Right. Oh, listen to the liberal hyperbole. You just can't get over the fact that Hillary lost in 2016.
Hey, fuckhead, you can be thrown into a van too, you dumbass.
Well, that's what they don't get.
They don't get shit. God.
So some of these mayors and some of these governors trying to stand up to the authoritarian fuckwad.
Hey.
And his, Barr needs to go to jail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is, if it's true.
Right.
About the other story, the Michael Cohen story.
Right.
A judge decided that Michael Cohen had to be sprung from jail because he didn't break his agreement, his furlough agreement.
Yes.
The charges were, pun intended, trumped up.
Right.
Because he was talking about the fact that he was out working on his book. God. And that Trump doesn't want that book put out. So they were literally threw him back into jail in solitary, by the way. To punish him and try to keep him from finishing his book. And the ACLU, the fucking ACLU joined in.
Yeah, yeah.
And sued.
Right.
With Michael Cohen.
Oh, God.
And this judge was like, well, this is crazy. The judge called it, let me pull it up. The judge called it retaliatory.
Oh, shit. I mean, but, like, the info in that book is going to come out. No matter what Trump does. So what the fuck is he doing?
Sure.
It seems pointless.
Eric Holder tweeted, this is a truly gross abuse of power. The very capable Inspector General's office at the Justice Department must examine this situation and determine who should be held responsible and separated from the Department of Justice.
Okay.
Who made this call?
Right.
To throw Cohen back in jail.
Can we have a time? What about this? Can we get a timeout in our government, have Eric Holder step in, sort of fix everything that's going on that's bad, throw the people in jail that need to go, then sort of give us a second chance? He didn't have to fix everything. He just has to arrest everyone doing anything illegal in our government.
A purge?
Yeah, a brief purge.
A brief purge.
How do we get out of this, though? I mean, this just is nuts.
Well, no, I do think there's going to have to be some looking.
Did Eric Holder?
Been so much corruption.
Yeah.
That we can't not do it. This is not going to be obviously political. It's not going to be political to turn around and say, oh, we just got to get. That's what Trump has done. Trump has gotten rid of career people that are basically neutral because they didn't lick his dick.
But you got to get rid of
and
the
didn't
Trumpists.
Go along with his crimes.
Yeah.
And those that are still around, if we have them,
you got to fire.
We need them, but we need to get rid of the Trumpists because they're not the people that he replaced are zealots.
Yeah, and betting
for the most part,
there is a chance there might be a little skin cell of fairness. It's not a good gamble. Just get someone else. This Trumpist shit is cancerous.
Federal judge ordered Michael Cohen to be released into home confinement again after finding that the government had sent him back to prison in retaliation for a tell-all book he was writing about President Trump. I mean,
God.
In a normal year,
Yes.
This is an article of impeachment.
This is a huge fucking headline.
This is impeachment.
Yeah.
Trump used the Justice Department.
Right.
To throw a political rival in jail because he's writing a book about it.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get any more black and white than that.
You know, it's crazy. And what you're saying is insane, like Greek drama level bullshit, but
daily.
But again, I'm not trying to make light of it, but
it's daily. It's a daily occurrence. Rachel said that last night about, I don't even remember what she was talking about. Yeah. I don't remember which one she was talking about, but she was like, in any other world, this would be it. This would be an impeachable offense. Oh, the golf course.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Him trying to get the ambassador to Britain to convince Britain's...
To move Wimbledon?
To move the British Open golf tournament.
Yes.
To his Turnberry, his failing...
Insane!
Failing Turnberry course.
No one can tell him. No one can say, Donald, damn it, you're nuts. Go fuck your golf course. We don't. It's not important right now.
Right.
You dumb fucking hotel. You're the president of the motherfucking United States and you're worried about your vacancy rates at some fucking hotel in Scotland? Who gives a shit?
During a phone hearing today, Judge Alvin Hellerstein rejected the prosecutor's argument that they didn't customize a release from form
yes.
prohibiting Cohen from engaging with the media. He said there was no other inference to take than retaliation for why Cohen was brought back into federal custody after he was released on furlough.
What an odd tactic, though. Like, what? Where is this in the strategy, in the political strategy? Do something that will obviously be corrected and undone.
Well, this judge is up there, man.
That doesn't make any sense, right?
Bill Clinton put him in the Southern District of New York.
Oh, yeah. They sat next to each other on the Lolita Express. I'm just kidding.
86 years old, this judge.
Oh, shit.
Alvin Hellerstein.
Thank you for hanging around and doing the right thing.
The purpose of transferring Mr. Cohen from furlough and home confinement to jail is retaliatory. And it's retaliatory because of his desire to exercise his First Amendment rights to publish a book and discuss anything about the book or anything else he wants on social media.
Yeah.
In 21 years of being a judge and sentencing and sentencing people and looking at terms and conditions of supervised release, I've never seen such a clause.
How many years?
21 years.
21 years. This is the first time.
Cohen sued the Department of Justice on Monday. Look how fast they went. Alleging that he was taken back into custody on July 9th to block release of his book, which is slated for a September release.
What, I mean, you know, what does it say? What does Bill Barr say to someone when they say, you know, this guy's never seen this in 22 years. He thinks it's strange.
The judge ordered Cohen be released by 2 p.m. tomorrow to serve the remainder of his 3-year sentence in home confinement. Cohen will be tested for the COVID before he leaves prison. As part of the deal, Cohen agreed to several other conditions of release that he had initially balked at, including that he seek approval for any possible employment, electronic surveillance.
Yes.
And so he's going to have an ankle bracelet.
Right.
And a requirement that family members would have to run errands and go to grocery shopping for him.
Oh, that sucks, Cohen. You know what? I bet. I don't know. I don't know what your home life is like, but I bet they're bummed you're out. I know I got to go to the fucking store for you all the time.
While finding in favor of Cohen, the judge did say he would require some conditions relating to Cohen's dealing with the media.
Yes.
Just as you wouldn't have a press conference from a jail cell, you shouldn't be able to have a press conference from your home. You can communicate, you can discuss, you can post on social media. You can't make a person confined in jail or at home into a totally free person. There's got to be a limit, he said.
Right. Right. But he hasn't seen...
He's giving lawyers and prosecutors a week to negotiate the terms of contact with the media.
Oh, okay.
And then bring it back to him.
Right. But in the meantime, though, the reasoning... But the bar sent him...
prosecutors are going to say, we say no book!
God damn!
At all!
But like the judge says, hey, Bill, I haven't seen anything like this in 22 years. I've never seen anything like this. What's up with that? Why is this so weird? And then what does he say? He just mumbles to himself and plays with his dick and drools. I mean,
A photographer from the New York Post captured a picture of Cohen dining at a restaurant near his apartment with his wife and another couple in early July. Cohen insists he did not violate terms of his release.
God.
Following week, he reported to the courthouse to be transferred to home confinement and fitted with an electronic monitoring device.
Ooh.
He objected to many of the conditions, so they took him into custody.
Oh, okay. I mean, you know,
Who's
going to go out on a double date with Cohen, though? Like, if you're friends with Michael Cohen, he's like, let's just go to some restaurant. I might be like, can we order in, please?
Prosecutors told the judge that the probation officer and the Bureau of Prisons official who authorized the form did not know anything about Cohen writing a book. Bullshit. Oh, God.
That must be all Trump bitches about when he's walking around the White House. So-and-so's got a book. This book's coming out. This book.
One of the most insulting things about this era is just how stupid they think everybody is. No, I mean, not their base. We know their base is stupid.
Oh, yeah.
But they really think that more people are this dumb to just fall for this shit.
Why?
We have you on tape saying it. I didn't say that.
But why march out somebody like Kayleigh McEnany? Who is not a heavy hitter? You know what I mean? Like, what's the purpose in that? Just so, because she's going to grandstand and look like she's standing up to MSM?
I guess, yeah. I mean,
because it's like these people that they march out are barely capable of, like, discussing shit.
Thanks for joining us, this lovely.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Spotty rainy.
Right.
Hot as fuck day here in the panhandle.
We live in a rainforest. A jungle.
Always humid.
Oh my God. Could you imagine coming to this place before, you know, settling it here and just rolling up on Florida and there's no
AC and.
Oh my God. Imagine the stickers and the thorns and everything.
Well, imagine
Jesus
Wisconsin
fucking Christ.
In January.
Oh yeah.
There's people living in that shit too.
But like, you know, you can't walk around. I think I'm done walking around the barefoot in the yard, man. There's more bugs and shit that sticks in your feet. What is wrong with the plants here? Every plant is sharp as fuck.
Nature's pissed.
I'm gonna shoot that bush. Yeah. Yeah, nature's real mad.
Breaking news.
This just in.
President Trump said today, well, here we go. The mellifluous tones.
Is he doing an oppressor?
Donald Trump.
This afternoon, my political team came to me and laid out our plans for the convention in Jacksonville, Florida. No. It's a place I love. I love that state. The drawings look absolutely beautiful. I never thought we could have something look so good so fast with everything going on.
Wait.
And everything was going well. A tremendous list of speakers. Thousands of people wanting to be there, and I mean, in some cases, desperately be there. They wanted to attend. People making travel arrangements all over the country. They wanted to be there.
Nobody.
The pageantry, the signs, the excitement were really, really top of the line. But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right.
You're lying.
Oh my God.
You're lying. You had to be clubbed into submission.
Someone
by
give.
Finally the not only the city the sheriff in Jacksonville was like, we can't do this.
Oh yeah,
there is no way. The sheriff in Jacksonville said, we will not be able to provide
I heard that
security for any of this. Don't do it.
Yeah, he didn't sound confident.
The mayor said, don't do it, and I'm requiring masks of everybody in this area, by the way.
Nobody come here. I don't know why that is such a hard sell.
And it was like 70% of the locals in Jacksonville were like, don't come here. Don't do it.
Nobody needs to. There's no reason
to
come to Florida.
For him to say, I decided the timing just isn't right, even though look at the beautiful pageantry that would have been there.
Oh, look at the pageantry. pageantry, the body bags, the death.
Hey there. The pageantry, the signs, the excitement were really, really top of the line. But I looked at my team and I said, the timing for this event is not right. Just not right with what's happened recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention, it's not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people.
He's having a hard time. He's having a real hard time reading this.
Protect the American people. I think you're, yeah, that can't be what is written on that cue card.
Oh, it is. It is.
Protect us?
Yeah.
Done.
Oh. From him.
Oh.
He's
okay. Going to
protect us from him for a little bit. He's protecting Jacksonville from him.
On some level, thank you for not coming here, you fuck.
But I'll be having a rally in Pensacola instead.
No, he is not having a rally here. Is that true?
Recently, the flare-up in Florida. To have a big convention, it's not the right time. It's really something that, for me, I have to protect the American people. That's what I've always done. That's what I always will do. That's what I'm about. They said, sir, we can make this work.
Sir.
Okay.
God, how sad. Every time he talks about somebody telling him something,
He
has to let us know that they all call him sir.
And it's the Odyssey, by the way he walks people through this shit. You remember when he was, and it was all lies, he was explaining why he decided not to light up Iran. Do you remember him walking there, Mr. President?
Oh, right, right. All this sir. Bullshit. You might kill 150 people, sir.
And he was like, turn your key.
Thing that, for me, I have to protect the American people. That's what I've always done. That's what I always will do. That's what I'm about.
What is that
they
sound?
They said, sir, we can make this work.
He's flipping notes.
It
He's
sounds like he
notes.
Dropped a marble.
Work very easily. We have great enthusiasm. Incredible.
Yeah, it was a little Adderall dropped out of his nose. A tiny little pill, yeah.
Fake news. He would be on the ground looking for that motherfucker.
They said, sir, we can make this work very easily. We have great enthusiasm, incredible enthusiasm. Even the polls say about the most enthusiasm they've seen. We can do this safely.
This
we can.
This is not true. This is not true. No, nobody wanted to go.
Find me the poll he's talking about. I want to see that poll.
Right.
Find it.
He asked maybe Steve Miller.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife. That's 100%.
I polled a couple of Nazis that are hanging out at the White House, and they agree with me.
Even the polls say about the most enthusiasm they've seen, we can do this safely and we can do it responsibly. And I said there's nothing more important in our country than keeping our people safe, whether that's from the China virus.
He's reading every word
drink,
of this, by the way.
Drink. That's racist. That's racist. Mm-hmm.
Nothing more important in our country than keeping our people safe, whether that's from the China virus.
China.
Or the radical left mob.
There you go.
That you see in Portland, where I want to thank Homeland Security and others and law enforcement for doing a fantastic job over the...
Fantastic job of making things worse and getting everything fired up even more and shooting people in the face.
And by others, I literally mean others because nobody knows who the fuck they are.
Radical left mob that you see in Portland, where I want to thank Homeland Security and others and law enforcement for doing a fantastic job over the last few days. They went in and people were out of control for 51 days, a long time. And Homeland Security and other law enforcement with us went in, and they've done a great job in protecting our property, federal courthouse and other property. And most importantly, protecting our people. Or the senseless violence that you see in Chicago or New York or Detroit, a lot of other cities where so many people are shot.
Where so many blacks are, where there's so many blacks.
You like that part. Do you?
Shot.
Shot. Oh, yeah. Why does he say it like that? So many people are shot.
Most importantly, protecting our people. Or the senseless violence that you see in Chicago or New York or Detroit, a lot of other cities where so many people are shot and so many people are killed. And people elected me to help and to protect. So I told my team it's Russia. Time to cancel the Jacksonville, Florida component of the GOP convention will be starting in North Carolina for the Monday, as has always been planned. We were never taking that off. That's remaining as it is. The delegates are going to get together. That's okay. Where they do their nomination. So the delegates are going to North Carolina, and they'll be doing the nomination. And we're going to do some other things with tele-rallies and online the week that we're discussing, which would be...
They have been ridiculing the Democrats who decided long time ago they weren't even going to try, and they were going to put together virtual convention.
Yes.
And they have been ridiculing the pussy Democrats for folding to the China virus hoax. And now this fucker is like, we're going to be doing teleconferences.
Tele-rallies.
Tele-rallies.
Donald, you sound like somebody your age talking about doing a tele-rally. Right, that sounds, I don't know. I'm doing a tele-rally. Why don't you use those old phones that you guys made? Remember those? The Trump phones, the TV phones where you could look and see the person you're talking to?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Why don't you use those for the GOP convention?
You do tele-rallies?
Yes.
I love Tinky Winky and Lala.
Hey, listen. I think in Lala.
It's a Teletubbies.
Oh yeah,
reference.
Yeah. Teletubbies are great. They're anti-Trump. But you know, I think the Republicans are going to miss the RNC. I mean, they go there, their wives aren't there, and they get to fire up Grindr and they fuck, and then they pick a president. That's the way it's always been. Now, it's not going to be like that.
Well, right.
How are they going to?
They're gonna have to cam each other.
That's right.
So there you go. That's Trump canceling.
Yay! That's a good thing.
Canceling the.
That's good news for Florida. It really is.
Jacksonville component.
Well, it's good news for anyone when Trump decides to not come there.
I've decided.
Right.
Because all I want to do is help people.
And then
they came to me. They said, "Sir, we can do this." I said, "No, we've got to help people." That's the image he's trying to paint. When actually it was, "Motherfucker, we're gonna do this, goddammit, no matter what." And they're like, "We can't do it. We cannot do it."
And that sheriff was convincing to me when he was explaining why he's like, in this configuration, in what they're planning, there is no way we can pull this off.
Right.
I mean, that didn't sound promising to me.
Right, right.
That sounded like, no. It's not his decision. He just can't do it.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you for listening. And if you're at home, not going anywhere, have you refrained from licking people you don't know? Thank you for stopping the spread of COVID.
Oh, well, yeah. We've got in the news.
Yes.
Oh, it says terrified Trump attacks Biden with massive rapid fire Twitter tantrum.
Oh, Jesus Christ. These people that are like Trump is going to just decimate Biden in a debate are insane. You're insane.
Well, they're the ones that think Trump won all the debates against Hillary. They think that just because he was rude and a dick. And maybe got one horrified laugh line in or something. They're like, oh, he totally owned her.
That, you know, that really speaks to how amazing Putin's anti-Hillary campaign has been. It's like the people that vote Republican hate Hillary. They hate the fuck out of her. So many Bernie bros hate the fuck out of Hillary. You know, it's amazing that two opposite sides, Putin got both of those groups of people to hate Hillary and not want the former Secretary of State to be in charge of this goddamn pandemic, but Trump, sure.
Right.
Vlad is gonna go into his yearly performance review and he's gonna get a raise.
You mean the quote election, unquote?
Yes.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all. Don't forget we'll be playing some more of the anti-secular, dominionist, religious fuck army.
Yes.
Here in this country trying to
ram
their cross-shaped objects in all of our holes.
And by the way, for those of you listening that are into Jesus, I really tried to get Jesus into the studio tomorrow for an interview, but He does not exist.
Once again, didn't answer.
Didn't exist. He doesn't exist. I'm sorry. I emailed him several times.
Chris McDonald is someone we've played frequently here on the show these days.
Is he one of these
the host of the Mick Files? Well, he has prophets on.
Oh, okay.
Very frequently. Usually the man we're about to play.
Where does he get
firefighter these? Prophet, Lee. Former firefighter prophet, now prophet for profit.
Yes.
Mark Taylor.
You know, Mark, if you're a prophet, it would seem to me you should also be a firefighter, because then you could predict where the fires will be and show up there with water ahead of time, right?
Meanwhile, right.
Like with these predictive arrests.
Why not just go get the lotto numbers and
yeah,
and take over the country with your money?
Right. Why are you stuck screaming on some weird fucking podcast all the time? I mean, that's an odd, you know, that is a weird place for an all-knowing prophet to kind of end up in our society, is on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify. Go to Crab Diving.
Chris McDonald is wearing a red Trump Make America Great Again hat.
Ooh.
And from his den,
yes,
is Prophet Mark Taylor sitting there, and he has a blue Trump 2020 hat on.
Shit, yes. Is this Blue Lives Matter?
Maybe they coordinated beforehand. I wear the red one. You wear the blue one.
Do they have a wardrobe? Do they have a wardrobe director giving this guy a call?
So this is Monday night's broadcast of the Mick Files, the MC Files program. Chris McDonald.
Yeah.
This is from Right Wing Watch. Radical right-wing conspiracy theorist Chris McDonald. Well, here you go.
Okay.
This is horrific. Right Wing Watch, y'all.
Yay.
Let me tell you something, folks. I'm from the state of Georgia, and I can tell you right now that John Lewis, and you can write your letters all you want to and your comments to me all you want to, I could care less. John Lewis was a rabid racist. He said some of the most racist rhetoric to this nation over the last 10 to 20 years of his life than any.
He talked about the fact that the Negroes should be equal, and that's racist.
Are we talking about the same John Lewis, the legislator?
Of course. Yes.
Wow, I think he's wrong here.
Racist rhetoric to this nation.
Well, these are guys who think Obama was the great divider because he dared bring up race and to talk about how bad racism is in this country.
The problem is these guys don't really see racism.
Correct.
This guy wouldn't say, for instance, he wouldn't be like, well, you know what? Black Lives Matter.
No,
he wouldn't necessarily say
no.
that. Jeez.
No.
It's some of the most racist rhetoric to this nation over the last 10 to 20 years of his life than any politicians has ever sowed. He sowed division into this nation. He sowed discord into this nation racially. He basically did not attend the Trump inauguration.
Look at that racist.
Look at the virtue signaler. More people should have done what John Lewis did.
Well,
no one
did.
Should have attended.
You
yes.
saw that. You saw the,
oh, yeah. Nobody was
the
there.
The crowds. Nobody was there.
Oh, God. Jeez.
I took a walk.
Oh, yeah. Three doors down, right?
And the Trump inauguration. He didn't attend Bush's inauguration. He didn't attend Bush Sr.'s inauguration or Reagan's. He attended the Democrats.
He marched.
I don't know that that is accurate, by the
way. Okay. Okay. But you know what I say to
this guy? I would want citations.
Listen, McFiles, fuck. I know you're a fancy podcaster and you're the voice of all the racists, the sexists, the homophobes in the state of Georgia. John Lewis marched with Dr. King and was beaten.
Had his skull fractured by
violent
police.
Rights. He was actually fighting for your rights, you fuck.
Right.
I mean, you know, God. Ugh. The McFiles. Damn. This is the prophet, McDonald, Mike, what's his name?
Chris McDonald.
Chris McDonald. Do you think he's lathering up in the shower and he kind of goes over his opening monologue for his podcast in the shower and he's rehearsing this shit out loud?
Maybe when he's doing his vocal warm-ups for the show.
Yeah, yeah. His family's he's at home right. practicing to go in the basement to record his horrible hate cast. Nobody in his family says, gosh.
He's probably like is British or something.
God.
I'm preparing my monologue for today. What do you think of this? I think that we're going to have to get in that.
Richard, what you said about John Lewis was racist. God, I mean, that's amazing that you would say that on a podcast. I don't know. That's crazy.
Here is more.
He didn't attend Bush Sr.'s inauguration or Reagan's. He attended the Democrats' inauguration. And they asked him about it. And they said, well, why don't you go to, you know, the inauguration of the Republicans? Because I don't know too many Republicans that don't go to the Democrat. We just do it out of respect because we got something called class. John Lewis had no class, Mark. Time he opened his mouth, he was always taking shots at the president, especially President Trump, more than any of them. But he was always sowing racial discord.
One of the biggest civil rights icons
yeah.
was always sowing racial discord by being all black and oppressed and persecuted and shit.
I mean, God, dude. I mean,
this is what we're up against. I mean, these are the Trump voters. This is the Trump base that Obama and people like John Lewis are the racists because they dare bring it up all the time.
Right. And like we're at this crossroads maybe, you know, where it's like we can, you know, normal people understand Black Lives Matter. They understand that our country was built on slavery.
Right. And all lives can't matter until Black lives matter.
Right. Sane people understand that. And what this guy's saying is deal breakerville USA. This guy has no place in a normal society. He's bananas.
Crazy.
I don't know what you do with him. I don't know what you do with the McFiles. God.
He's a rabid racist.
Hey, man. Fuck you. Jesus, do you have kids?
I mean, we can skip to the end.
Does he tell his kids this about John Lewis? Does he take his kids aside and say, hey, listen here, boy. Let me tell you about
God is rising up and his enemies are being scattered. Now, I don't want people to go out here and say, well, Chris said God killed John Lewis. I did not say that. John Lewis was 80 years old. It was his time. And it's like all of our times. I could be dead tomorrow. You know, this could be my last Monday Night Spiritual Smackdown. We all have.
This could be my last Monday Night Spiritual Smackdown.
Is this guy like a preacher? Is he like a man of God? You got a spiritual smackdown. Oh, shit. What do you wear to that?
Followed by my spiritual fap session.
Hell yeah. What do I wear to that? Bikini.
One more time. But the nation didn't lose an icon, Mark. The nation lost a race baiter. They lost a race divider. God. He never did anything to unite races. And if you can't see that out.
Jesus, dude.
He never did anything to unite races.
So, well, these people think that I don't know what the racists think. They think they have a place in society, and they think that, their views should be tolerated?
Well, yeah, you're persecuting them if you don't agree with them.
If you're in a society that believes Black Lives Matter, then the McFiles is not a thing you can have, is not a thing you can entertain. You can scream at it and marginalize it.
We've got elsewhere in the news.
Jeez, man. Boy.
This will be shocking to no one.
Shocker.
There's a Politico
right
report that says Joe Biden.
Yes.
Is outraising Trump for money bigly, that now the Republicans are growing increasingly concerned about the person overseeing their fundraising efforts.
Yes.
Kimberly Guilfoyle. Don Jr.'s GF.
God, does Trump know anyone that does not work at Fox? They all come from Fox, man.
A lot of them, sure.
Why is Kimberly Guilfoyle in charge of the money? I don't know. Why not her, though? I mean, who are they choosing from?
News that Kimberly Guilfoyle contracted the COVID had barely surfaced on July 3rd before she hopped on a private flight from Mount Rushmore back to New York with her BFF, Donald Trump Jr.
Oh, yeah. Kimberly, you're doing the Lord's work, right?
Left behind in her wake after Trump's pre-Independence Day address were more than a half dozen junior campaign staffers whom she oversees as the president's national finance chair.
Okay.
Those aides who had been around her were forced to quarantine in their Rapid City, South Dakota hotel rooms.
Oh, my God. So for two fucking weeks, these poor people had to... Fuck it. No. These Nazis that support Trump and his fucking campaign had to stay in this hotel? So you're telling me some little community in the middle of nowhere all of a sudden has a gaggle of possibly infected fascists hanging out in their little town? Oh, my God. Give me the cyanide.
The campaign tried to reassure the staffers, checking in with them and stressing the need to wait a few days and take a COVID test. But the aides felt deserted and scared they'd get sick in a city that they never set foot in before.
Wow.
They were so distraught that weeks later, they sought out the campaign chief of staff, Stephanie Alexander, to complain about the experience.
Well, I mean...
Listen. This episode was only the latest example of upheaval within the fundraising unit that Guilfoyle oversees.
Oh, yes.
It's a shit show. Shocker, shocker, so shocker.
You're saying that Kimberly Guilfoyle might not be properly managing the fundraising arm of this campaign. And that's the thing,
dude. I'm reading from Politico.
If they are out, if all these people are out, they're going to events, nobody's wearing masks. I mean, I don't know what the social distancing like, and the discipline, the mass discipline's like with these people. But, I mean, it can't be great, right?
None of the discipline of any kind.
So, like,
except how they can get a grift going.
I read that there might be that the White House cafeteria is shut down because of COVID.
Oh, well.
I mean, is there a chance there's more coronavirus in our government than we know about?
Yes.
We're going to wake up one day and this shit's going to be shut the fuck down.
Interviews with nearly a dozen Republicans. Okay. A dozen.
Damn.
Familiar with the campaign's fundraising depict an operation beset by departures, staffers with no prior fundraising experience, and accusations of irresponsible spending.
Oh, shit.
Well, that's hard to believe.
So we have a dozen little bitch baby Republicans bitching and moaning about the guy, the Frankenstein they shoved up our asshole to run the government. They're complaining about that. Oh, okay.
Trump is still raking in big money online and has amassed an enormous war chest, but Joe Biden has been outraising the president for two consecutive months now, and there are growing concerns among senior Republicans about whether the dysfunction on Guilfoyle's team is translating into money left on the table.
Of fucking course. Are you telling me, did Joe Biden find a more competent manager than, say, a Guilfoyle to run the money of his campaign?
I would hope so, yeah.
God damn, why would you pick her? I mean, I don't know. I mean, she's a TV personality, right? She reads that fucking teleprompter.
Yeah, I don't know. Was she a business... I don't know what her qualifications
are. And I'm not saying like actors and people that read the teleprompter aren't capable of other things, but you would think someone in charge of a finance arm of something would not necessarily be on-air talent. It would be some guy, some boring motherfucker, somebody who went to Harvard or, you know.
Guilfoyle herself has used private planes to travel to and from fundraisers. Yes. But people close to her argued that it amounted to a small sum, given the events often net millions of dollars.
Well, let me explain that. She's fucking Don Jr. He's like, I'm not going to fuck Don Jr. in ride commercial. You can suck my dick on that one, buddy. I'm fucking that troll. Yeah, get the private plane. Go fuck yourself.
She's an attorney.
Yes.
Television news personality who co-hosted The Five on Fox News.
Oh, The Five, that show with Jesse Waters.
Uh-huh.
And all that. Yeah.
She was a prosecuting attorney in San Francisco and in Los Angeles, served as assistant district attorney in San Francisco from 2000 to 2004.
I take it back then. She should be able to run this. So why is she fucking it up?
She married California politician Gavin Newsom and was first lady of San Francisco during Newsom's first 2 years as mayor of that city.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit, has her ethics and morals plummeted.
Yeah. What happened? Why did they?
Holy shit.
They got a divorce?
Well, obviously, yeah.
Shit, man. Jeez.
And now she's with Don Jr.?
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
What are you guys talking about? What are you talking about with Don Jr.? What does he do? I
mean, how do you go from Gavin Newsom, a spitting, virulent liberal?
Yes.
Well, to just a drooling, spitting, virulent puddle of moronitude?
Well, Kimberly Guilfoyle
damn.
Might be an asshole. Or something there like you go. That. That's just a theory.
We have...
That's funny as shit.
Ann Vandersteel...
Nine!
Who we have been playing some clips from her show.
Oh, yes.
Most recently... we played a couple of clips, but
I mean, this is the loony bin right here.
The
this shit.
One that we played was this other woman, this I've already forgotten her name.
Yeah.
But this other woman who is in constant contact with the awesome Gene Consense.
Oh, yes. Gene is great.
This guy.
Gene, fascinating stuff.
Yeah. If you guys have a chance,
create these fantasy worlds.
Amazing, yeah.
Go over to Anne's Steel Truth, and she's going to have Gene on.
I'm going to have Gene. We're going to have Gene on next week.
That's the end of the show. But Gene is the dude that said that not only was Hillary Clinton executed by... hung by the neck until she was dead.
Hung by the neck.
Last month.
Right.
That Bill Clinton was shot by firing squad.
Oh, yes.
And he was such a coward that he turned his back at the last second so he didn't have to face
that is so.
This, the frightened, the fear.
That's his clone, though.
Well, no. Now we see his clone running around.
Oh, yeah.
Ann Vandersteel now responded to Right Wing Watch's tweet.
Okay.
We know, of course, Hillary was hung by the neck on the 28th of March. I know Bill Clinton got a firing squad.
Bill Clinton? Is he dead?
Yeah, bullet in the back. He wouldn't even face the firing squad.
He wouldn't even face the firing squad.
That is such a lovely detail. I mean, that
Bill
is
Clinton,
insane.
He's dead?
What is the trick with this shit if you're making it up? Is it tiny little details here and there? A lot of open-ended shit.
So Right Wing Watch tweeted, apparently Bill and Hillary Clinton have been executed, and when Trump wins re-election, the White House is going to start a pay-per-view channel where you can watch their executions that have already been filmed.
Pay-per-view?
Remember that guy goes on to say that.
Yeah.
They're going to charge a dollar. Remember, he
oh my God,
he knows how much
right.
it's going to be, right?
Oh, yeah. He has a business plan.
She tweeted... When a guest on a show, you cannot always control the content. Oh. I do not support this man's narrative.
Oh, shit.
I support evidence-based journalism And I am not Soros funded either. So she's taking a shot at Right Wing Watch, claiming that they're Soros funded.
Okay. I think.
But she's trying to distance herself from these lunatics.
Hey.
So I guess it wasn't her show. I guess she was a guest.
Oh, okay.
On this other asshole's show.
It's very confusing.
So that's why she was in the background, like shuffling papers and pretending like she wasn't listening or whatever when this Gene Consensei was doing his shit.
You know, Gene Consensei, I would ask, after hearing that clip or what she said, I would ask myself this question. Why am I doing her show? Why am I not doing my show? Why aren't you doing your show, Gene? She just threw you under the bus. Fuck her. Do your own show. Don't bring your talent there, right?
Well, he does do his own show.
Oh, he has his own show?
Sure.
I didn't know that. Okay. I can't spell his name properly. I can't find it.
It's Ko and then Sensei, like
karate?
Teach me karate, okay. Sensei. Kosensei. Ko Sensei.
Okay.
So there you go. Anne Vandersteel.
Jeez.
Now apparently trying to.
There's a lot of drama sometimes in right-wing nutjob broadcasting.
And right-wing Watch says, by the way, she was billed as the co-host, I believe, that show. And she's like, hey, well, I was a guest.
Jeez. Well, it's hard to tell. I mean, you guys, it's the same group of people, right? Just floating about to different podcasts. And all the podcasts sound generally the same. They sound shitty.
You're right.
So it's hard to tell which show you're on. And so
Have
some patience, please.
Which nut job's basement you're broadcasting through.
I don't know which QAnon show you're on right now. I'm sorry.
Also,
Gene believes in QAnon. Consensei?
Oh, that's his vibe, yeah.
Okay.
We also have another one.
Yes.
That we've been playing clips of from Right Wing Watch.
Fuck you.
A lot of people say this is for optics, okay? You know, there's the theory that this is all just optics. Look weak when you're really strong and in control. Trust the plan, trust the plan. But, you know, as much as I want to trust the plan, and I've had very much faith since day one, it's getting a little bit dicey.
Uh-oh, Deanna Lorraine having a moment of doubt about QAnon.
Ah, Deanna Lorraine. You can't. Your faith is being tested. This is when you have to stand strong, you know?
Trust the plan.
A lot of people say this is for optics, okay? You know, there's the theory that this is all just optics. Look weak when you're really strong and in control. Trust the plan, trust the plan. But, you know, as much as I want to trust the plan, and I've had very much faith since day one, it's getting a little bit dicey, let's be honest. And it doesn't look like Patriots are in control and winning here.
Okay.
It doesn't look like the Patriots are in control and winning here.
Deanna Lorraine, QAnon works in mysterious ways.
Well, she's upsetty pants now about the mask stuff. Remember, she was pissed.
Yes.
That Trump wore a mask when he went to Walter Reed.
Right, right.
And then she got doubly pissed when he said, I'm a Patriot. I'm your Patriot president. And I say wear a mask.
But where we go one, we go all. If you go, we go.
Shelby, get out of there.
Get ready for the storm.
Right.
All kinds of stuff. Come here, buddy.
But that's where she's losing her faith.
Yeah.
I want to trust the plan, but at the same time, we've got 3 months till the election, and we have to look at the reality of it, and the reality It doesn't look good for us. The reality looks like we're getting our freedoms infringed on more every single day.
Damn.
How are your freedoms infringed
on? Hey, Deanna Lorraine and all you lunatics, you QAnon loons, it's not like you can take a break. That's not fair. You can't be like a QAnon fanatic and then the next minute say, well, you know, we do really have to look at reality.
Well, remember Liz Crokin had a moment like this. We played her saying, I don't know. If, you know, it just seems really bleak right now and they haven't arrested Hillary yet and all this isn't happening. And sometimes it's really hard to try to think about. And then, you know, like two weeks later, she was like, oh, my God, Michael Flynn is getting pardoned and I'm back on the Q train.
Well, it sounds like QAnon. It sounds like the Q followers could learn something from these Christians particularly the nutty Christians that live in the mountains, the Pentecostals, that wave the snakes around,
okay,
that burn their faces. And they do all that because they have faith in a couple of lines in the Bible or some shit. That is faith.
Right.
That is faith. Deanna Lorraine isn't believing in her sky god because it's not going well currently.
Well, that's very typically Republican, hey, right?
Sack up and support your bullshit deity.
Fringed on more every single day.
What are these liberties that are being infringed on?
I don't know.
We can't even talk about that anymore on the internet. No social media, Facebook, Twitter. If we talk about it or if we're even associated with anything that... that has been mentioned in the last couple of years, we are going to get deplatformed permanently.
Oh, gosh.
So I'm sorry, but it doesn't look like Patriots are in control. We're just sitting back and waiting and waiting. But this is like a save our ship situation, I think. I don't think this is optics. I don't really think that this is just optics. I would love to believe that it's just optics, but what kind of optics is this? That we're losing control? I know that he's upsetting a lot of his base right now with his actions and with him, you know, starting these coronavirus press conferences again, yet going along with the lies and not actually exposing the truth.
She's breaking up with someone right now. This sounds like the beginning of a song in QAnon the musical. She's having an internal battle. She can't find her faith.
Tweeting out that mascots are patriotic. And then really, we haven't had any measurable actions taken against these huge big tech censorship. Right. We've only gotten more and more constrained and suppressed.
So evil Twitter getting rid of all those Q accounts.
You know,
is being suppressed.
You know, you QAnon followers, I mean, really, you get some accounts get canceled. And then what? You just don't believe anymore? You're done? That's it?
Well, yeah.
I thought you believed in Q. I thought you followed Q.
Well, they have for a long time.
One bad day, and they turn their backs on this motherfucker.
It's been like 900 and some days.
Yeah.
Of predictions, none of which come true.
Maybe you're not worthy to follow Q, you lunatic.
Deanna Lorraine having trouble.
Deanna!
It doesn't look like Patriots are in control and winning here.
God, if I'm QAnon, I'm listening to you, Deanna Lorraine, and I'm like, well, Deanna Lorraine just can't come on the air one day and say I'm inconsequential.
Now, taking a stand.
Yes.
Against the evil communist socialist cucks.
Cucks.
That are out there, even the president wearing a mask.
Oh, shit.
Drawing a line in the sand.
Damn.
I'm not wearing a mask into any businesses.
Brendan Dilley, everyone, proclaiming that he will not be wearing any masks into any businesses.
Well, Brendan, that's not true. If you go into those businesses and they say you have to have a mask on to enter, then you have to go fuck yourself.
I'm not wearing a mask into any businesses. I'm not wearing a mask to any rallies or anything that we're getting together at. Not wearing a fucking mask in my car. Not wearing a mask in my home. And you have my word right now, as God is my witness, if you fucking try to get me to wear a mask to vote, I won't be fucking voting.
What?
Oh, hold on a second now.
This sounds like a musical too, you know?
You fucking try to get me to wear a mask to vote, I won't be fucking voting. I didn't sign up for this shit. This is not America. This is an infringement on my fucking constitutional rights. And if you think I'm going to participate in any election, any fucking election, I don't give a fuck who is running. And you're going to think you're going to get my vote while simultaneously forcing me to fucking wear something that is medically not, I'm not allowed to wear?
Oh, he's got a condition, apparently.
Well, he's got a scorching case of fuckface-itis.
Me to fucking wear something that is medically not, I'm not allowed to wear?
Damn. That's oppression?
You're fucking dreaming. That's my stance on the mask. I'm telling you right now, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. This is a hill I'll die on. Yeah. And I draw the line.
Oh, so noble.
Oh, please.
So noble.
I'm rooting
not
for
not equality.
It. No.
Not black people being killed by...
this is oppression.
Yeah, not black people being killed by police.
This is his oppression, by the way.
Yeah, making him wear a mask.
I'm not doing it.
Yes.
I'm not doing it. This is a hill I'll die on. And right. I draw the line on a lot of, you know, not a lot of stuff that gets me to the point where I'm like, nope, that's it. You fucking tell me I can't vote without a mask, I won't vote. And when all of this settles, the dust settles, I'll sue every motherfucker that tried to force me to wear a mask when I medically can't.
God, man. He is such, he's a victim.
Oh, well,
profound victim.
That's what the MAGA vibe is.
Jeez, man.
Butt hurt, mediocre white men.
It really makes me think that the viruses were all sitting around in the break room. And somebody was like E. coli was like, you know, I could rip America a new asshole, but hear me out. We should send this coronavirus because, you know, we just don't. Well, how is the mask politicized? How did that even fucking happen?
Because of Trump. Ugh. 100%.
It's crazy. We can wear masks. We can stay away from each other. Yeah. That's all we have.
Phil Ayer, running against Matt Gaetz here in Florida's first, just tweeted, so it's too bad to have the convention, but we should send our kids back to school.
Yes, that makes no fucking sense. That makes no sense. And it feels like that's just not going to happen here.
An hour ago, Trump said, the country's in very good shape. Other than if you look south and west.
Did he really say that?
The country is in very good shape. Yeah. Other than if you look south and west, some problems, it'll all work out.
You know, was it satire? Did Ron DeSantis actually say if you take South Florida out of the equation, the COVID's not that bad?
Oh, yeah. Two cafeterias used by White House staff closed after COVID.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That story you were talking about.
So you can't. Okay. The White House has resources, right? At their disposal.
Yeah.
They can't keep COVID out of their own cafeteria, but we can open schools.
Correct.
That's crazy. Jeez.
Let's see. We've got.
I mean, God, who the fuck? You know, these reporters that cover the White House, that would be like, damn, do we have to go there? COVID. Fuck that.
Well, they try to social distance and stuff like that.
Yeah, but you're surrounded by these fucking lunatics.
We've got Trump called Fox News contributor.
You know, I'm just thinking about Kimberly Guilfoyle, like she's going somewhere and Don Jr.'s like, I got you a plane ticket. And Kimberly's like, no, I'm taking that jet, you fucking asshole. Fire that fucker up. She's not fucking Don Jr. for nothing. I'm sorry.
Are you suggesting that she's not wildly in love with his brilliance and superior gene pool, obviously?
God, Gavin Newsom's like, what the fuck, man? Don Jr.? Jeez.
Oh, boy. We haven't heard from this guy in a while. National Rifle Association board member.
Hey.
And brilliant composer of Jailbait.
Hey, Ted. Thanks so much.
Song.
I want to thank everybody at the NRA for showing up and protecting Americans from these armed, nameless thugs.
Tweeted on a Facebook post, shared a meme, drawing a parallel between gun owners who own an AR-15 and Rosa Parks.
Okay.
The first picture is someone with an AR-15.
Okay.
Why do I need to own an AR-15? Why did Rosa Parks need to sit in the front of the bus? In a free nation, there is no requirement to show need to exercise a right.
God damn. I what a flaming asshole. You have to think of that. You know what I mean? Like, that's not
I mean, I don't know if he came up with it, but he shared it, definitely.
Gosh, that's, boy, That's something
else. In 2013, Nugent gave an interview to conspiracy theory website WorldNet Daily, WND.
Oh, shit, yes.
In which he declared that gun owners would be the new Rosa Parks if Barack Obama issued an executive order banning guns. So this is a vibe that he seems to roll with.
So we make guns sit in the back of the bus.
In 2013, in a column for WND, Nugent called Rosa Parks his, quote, hero, and referred to himself as a Rosa Parks with a Gibson.
What? A guitar?
Yeah, yeah.
He oh, my God. He's like the singing version of Rosa Parks.
In 2014, he wrote for the same website, gun owners must learn from Rosa Parks and definitely refuse to give up our guns.
Oh, my God. Does Rosa Parks sing Jailbait? Good God.
A longtime NRA board member, Ted Nugent, was reelected in 2019 to serve another three-year term.
God.
Ending in 2022.
What a bizarre scene that must be. Who's campaigning for Ted Nugent to be the president of the NRA?
On the board.
On the board.
That's so he weird. Also has a well-documented history of racist statements and posts, including calling Obama a subhuman mongrel.
Right. That
repeatedly
is
using the N-word and defending its usage and calling Trayvon Martin, quote, a dope-smoking racist gangsta wannabe.
Good Lord.
Wannabe.
Jesus Christ.
He's the wannabe.
God, Ted. I mean, you've got a real fucking problem. I think Ted Nugent's racist. I think Ted Nugent is racist and he has an anger issue, you know? And I think...
Oh. Stop biting me!
The dog is like...
the dog jumped in my lap and I was trying to rearrange her.
Right.
And she's like going... Nang, nang, nang,
it's just a lot of dog.
She hasn't been doing the lap thing because it's so hot out. But for some reason right now, with 3 minutes left in the show, she wants to...
She can tell.
Do the lap thing.
We're done. The show is over. Wrap it up.
So there you go. Ted Nugent keeping it classy.
Where's Ted Nugent in the NRA protecting us from these Gestapo motherfuckers? I thought that's what they were supposed to do to these NRA guys.
But the Gestapo people are going after brown Antifa members and stuff.
They aren't rising like that up to protect me with their Second Amendment rights?
Correct.
Guys, that was supposed to be your thing, though. That was the big promise.
We've got... God, they're way into this QAnon shit.
Oh, God damn. It's, I guess QAnon makes more sense than Jesus, right? Because you can go on 4chan and find a QAnon quote. I don't know where I'm supposed to hear anything that Jesus is saying. Do I go on the computer? Do I stand outside?
People are really making fun of Trump saying, hey, the country's doing great except for South and West.
God damn, that
except
is.
Except for two parts.
Except for California and Florida, guys, and Texas. Oh, yeah, Mississippi.
Hey, it's fine, except for, you know, the South and the West.
Alabama. Yeah.
That's our president, y'all.
Yeah, yeah.
We're so proud of him.
Oh, absolutely. We're so proud, and then some of us are dead because of him.
You Republicans really put forth your best.
What happened to Jeb? Jeb. Is that how I'm supposed to say it? Like, Jeb.
Jeb.
Right.
Very exciting.
Yes.
And in a new by a new measure,
yes,
the Democrats in the Cook Political Report are now on pace and are being predicted to retake the Senate.
Oh shit. Oh shit. Oh shit, man. The blue wave. I love it. Fuck those racists.
They wrote, we wrote 4 months ago that the worsening pandemic, along with Biden emerging as the Democratic nominee instead of Sanders, was the perfect storm that Republicans feared.
Damn.
Now with the death toll nearing 150,000, the environment has gotten even worse for the GOP, prodded along by Trump's missteps. Racial injustice protests after the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery in early June further galvanized the nation, leading to rapid cultural shifts against Confederate monuments and even the long pushed for change of the Mississippi state flag.
Yeah.
Which still bore the Confederate battle flag.
We want to get rid of this Nazi shit and we want to get rid of this COVID shit.
quote, taken together, that's not just a perfect storm for Democrats, but perhaps a perfect tsunami.
Oh.
They changed their ratings in five key races. In Arizona, Martha McSally is gone from toss-up to Democrat.
Damn.
Probably going to lose to Mark Kelly.
Right.
In Iowa, Joni Ernst has been leaning Republican. Now they're calling it a toss-up.
Ooh.
But Teresa Greenfield there has the momentum.
Oh, yeah. Go get him, Teresa.
Toss-up in Georgia against David Perdue.
Shut the fuck up.
Had been rated as leaning Republican. Now they've moved it to toss-up.
Oh, Perdue, you must suck, dude. Jeez. Georgia?
Minnesota.
Okay.
Both Senate races there, likely D to solid D.
Fuck yeah.
Or Minnesota and then New Mexico, likely D to solid D.
What about Florida? Florida got that solid D?
If they get those five,
yeah,
they get the... We don't have any senators up for election. Okay. They get the...
No D there.
They get the Senate back.
Right. Yeah.
And Mitch McConnell waddles back to the minority.
Yeah.
Or some are predicting that he might be done.
He'll resign.
That he won't want to...
Oh.
He won't want to be...
God.
In the minority.
Not
anymore.
To be a dick, but Jesus,
but that's all he's good at. He's not good at doing it. He's not good at getting shit done.
He's not good at writing laws.
He's good at getting stuff stopped from getting done.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that would be his vibe.
Yeah.
But they've already, the Democrats have already threatened, you know, if the Republicans are going to be cunty like they were with Obama and just try to filibuster everything, that they're going to get rid of the filibuster.
Yeah.
So we shall see.
Guys, that's great. That's very good news.
We got to get the fuck out of here.
Fuck the GOP.
It's about that time. Yeah, big. We want a tsunami. Get out right. And vote.
Yeah.
Don't hesitate. Don't, don't get complacent.
Yeah.
Because of these polls and all this shit. Get the fuck out and vote.
Put the bong down. Go
no
out there.
No matter what.
Get these Republicans the fuck out.
Thanks for joining us. We'll do it again tomorrow, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always available on your favorite podcasting application or at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing all over the internets at RadarComedy.com or at RadarComedy on the Twitter, on the Facebook, or on the Instagram.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. So freaking Vile.
Have a spectacular evening and day as Yay. Much as we can. And right. We'll do this again tomorrow, everybody.
But Trump.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Pie holes should be quiet.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.